This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is kind of the slow season in the sports world, but the Steelers did acquire DK Metcalf today from the Seahawks. That is a blockbuster trade.
I was going to say it's a slow season for the sports world until you have massive signings over the weekend.
Did you not see the big hockey headline over the weekend?
No, I usually avoid those.
Hockey headline.
As do I, until apparently Mizzou and KU played hockey against one another. I missed the memo. We even had a hockey team. I did not know that.
Well, that pains me because my neighbor across the street, Kyle Mead, plays for the KU hockey team.
Oh, yeah.
Well, is it an official KU hockey team, or is it an intramural club level?
I think club is probably the word that they would prefer.
Maybe we could get him on the air because the melee, dare I say, brawl that happened.
Was it a fracas?
It was whatever is beyond that, Sam.
Oh.
Has now been posted on the Daily Mail. It is making international headlines. It was an all out, just Google KU MU hockey. Didn't know I would even get a result with that, but I did.
We went to the game last year. It was out at in Independence.
Was it a mayhem? It was more than that.
A scrap?
Was it mayhem?
There was blood on the ice. It came to blows. It was Friday night. Police officers had to go onto the ice to, quote, diffuse the tension.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my neighbor.
KU one.
Who's a sophomore. Or as Bob Davis always says, a sophomore. He said there's three O's in that word. You pronounce them all.
As the final, please Google this. I want to see the look on your face. As the final horn sounded, players from both sides began slugging fists at each other. Bodies hit the ice. Buckets started flying. Sticks sprawled around the rink. The brawl appeared to start when a Kansas player was shoved by one of his rivals while the rest of the team celebrated the win.
Don't go shoving me.
Both benches then cleared. Scott, this is an all-out police on the ice.
It's a fracas.
It was.
Oh, this is more like a Donnybrook.
It was. It was
so
a Donnybrook.
It was after the game was over.
Yes.
What was unveiled?
Doesn't that make it assault?
We always talk about this when it comes to hockey. That in any other world, that would, yes, be assault and battery. And in hockey, you're like, oh, look at that.
But we've talked about this with sports in particular. If you slug a guy on the basketball court, that's just a flagrant foul. If you slug a guy after you shake hands, I believe you can be charged with assault.
Alt.
You're missing the inside joke.
No, I know.
They are not D1 players. However, according to the Daily Mail, though it is a slight step down in competition, the games are met with the same tenacity as their D1 counterparts because the schools, quote, famously hate each other.
They're D1 fighters.
Well, who won the match?
KU.
Okay, who won the Donnybrook?
Well, I mean, look where it starts with one, and then, Scott, it's just... everything clears onto the ice and everyone is fighting.
Well, I can see that my neighbor is being well behaved.
Good.
Good job, Kyle.
Until now, when he starts swinging.
And then he takes his stick like a bat. I don't even see my neighbor out there.
Was that at the Independence Event Center? No, this one.
I don't think this one was at Cable Dahmer.
Okay.
I don't think.
I don't know where else they would play.
That parking lot was packed Saturday night, which is why.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was at Cable. I'll look it up. Kansas, Missouri hockey. I'm probably the only person who's ever done that.
Honestly, and I apologize to anyone who plays, my first comment was, we have hockey?
Yeah, in Independence. Mm-hmm. Cable Dahmer.
Was it in Independence?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's where they had it last year, too, so that must be kind of the site that they've agreed to.
Yeah, it's a great economic driver, bringing in the teams from two different cities.
When we were there last year, it was pretty well attended as well. I think that arena holds 8,000. It wasn't 8,000 packed, but the attendance was good.
Oh, I mean, there were two lanes stopped on I-70 as I tried to get down I-70.
It's a good intimate setting for a hockey match.
From the text line, I went to a fight once and a hockey game broke out.
You know that For Pete's Sake in the Kansas City Star. It says it's been nearly 13 years since Missouri left the Big 12. But their disdain for Kansas remains strong, and the feeling is mutual. Border war scorn might not be as strong as it once was, but here's an example. Friday night, the KU Hockey Club team played Missouri, and at the conclusion, the teams got into a huge on-ice brawl.
So it's Friday night.
Yeah, as the announcer notes in the video below, there were four fights taking place simultaneously. That included a goalie fight.
Ooh.
That's called a fracas.
Members of the Overland Park Police Department had to hop on the ice to help quell the storm.
Because it took place, it took place at the sports park at Blue Hawk in Overland Park. That's where the Donnybrook
occurred. Oh, so they played at Blue Hawk. Okay.
Yes.
There you go. They're scheduled to meet again April 10th.
We should avoid facts. We're not good at them. I was at the MU football game last year, and they still play Mr. Brightside in MU Stadium. And up on the big screen, not all four letters are there. But MU fans like to chant something during Mr. Brightside that I'm not going to say it because I like my job. And the entire stadium was chanting it, and they put the words on the big screen.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they promote you saying blank KU at MU football games. I was amazed.
On the Jumbotron.
It was censored, so it was.
All right.
Well, that's not very neighborly.
Do you think
the degradation of society
that any of the Overland Park police officers who went out onto the ice slipped and fell while trying to break up a fight on the ice?
Guarantee it.
I might have to ask Don Lacey about that. They're not wearing skates.
It'd be awesome to see OP.
They're not wearing skates.
Police check somebody out there.
Why wouldn't you just let them fight it out? It's not going to last all night.
I'm going to ask for body cam footage of that. I'm going to need that. Which, by the way. Did you guys see over the weekend that someone who follows my Facebook page wrote, where do we start? Remember the Liberty Police and Fire dramatic rescue of the woman and her baby who were driving up in Liberty. Some guy ran a stop sign.
Oh, yeah, and they went into the creek.
Yeah, she cranks the wheel. They are in upside down in water in a creek.
Yeah.
And there is this dramatic body cam video of all of these officers sliding down the hill trying to get to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
They have to break the glass out. They're like, ma'am, how, you know, are you okay? Get the baby is dangling. It was very, very dramatic. For some reason, some woman came across that post of that video provided to us by the Liberty Police Department. It's very, and I even write, mama and baby are okay, but fair warning, this video is extremely stressful. Huge thanks to Liberty Police and Fire for joining us to talk about it. Baby is 6 months old. Mom and baby are going to be okay.
This was posted weeks ago now.
Weeks ago.
I think months ago.
Someone who follows that page wrote over the weekend, and I get a notification, so I click on it. Whoever was filming that is awful. You can't see nothing.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
I love your reply comment.
I believe her name was Stacy.
I said, oh, Stacy's special. Sweetheart, that's body
camera. Yes, I saw this.
Footage.
Could you hold the camera steady, please? We'd really like to focus on the action.
Whoever's filming that is awful. You can't see nothing.
He said something about this isn't Hollywood material.
This is not a Hollywood film set. And I sent that comment to our friends over at Liberty Police and said, could you please send your officers to cinema school? We need them to do a better job.
Came into that.
As they are tumbling down a snowy embankment to save a woman's life.
Amen.
I mean, some of these videos could be a little bit more stable. I'm just saying.
He was sliding down an embankment to save a woman's life.
He was not just a woman, a baby.
In sub-freezing temperature. You remember they're going, and then they get in the water, and you can hear the water, and they're freezing. Camera up, sir.
Yeah.
Hand left. Tilt up.
Liberty Police and Fire, do better.
My God.
Do better. Okay, guys? Quick break. Dan, Sam, Dana, my name is Scott. Here on KMBZ. When your Facebook page gets hacked, and it wasn't you that posted that.
And you might think, man, that would be inconvenient. It is so much more than that for so many people. And a few months ago, this happened to a girlfriend of mine. She got hacked and couldn't get back in. You certainly can't reach anyone at Facebook corporate to help you. And immediately, the hackers started posting on her page. I'll just read from it because it's very similar. We are conducting a sale of personal items due to my uncle's moving to a care facility, which requires significant downsizing. To manage this transition smoothly, items are being sold on a first-come, first-served basis. And then there's like a golf cart, a refrigerator, like stuff from an estate sale, Scott, three cars, pretty nice cars. And then they list them, 2022 Chevrolet Silverado, Toyota 4Runner, Toyota Camry, enclosed trailer with prices.
First red flag, there's no way you're getting a 2019 Toyota 4Runner for 14 grand.
To reserve an item, a deposit is necessary. We will hold it until I return, at which point you can view and decide on the purchase. Deposits are fully refundable if you choose not to proceed after viewing. So this happens a couple months ago to a girlfriend of mine. And one of our mutual friends puts $1,000 down.
There's actually four vehicles on here.
Yep.
Farther down is an F-150 truck.
And then I get a text from my good friend Brent this morning. Local, amazing real estate agent sold our house.
Mm-hmm.
He said, can you help me? My Facebook has been hacked. Think about all of the real estate agents that use Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
For buying houses, selling houses. I just listed this. You know, all of that history is gone.
Let's bring in Brent right now. Brent Sled joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Brent, hello. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Hello, my friend. I'm so sorry.
Me too, but in the big picture of life, then, you know, I'm still healthy and nobody died. So it just sucks.
How did you know and when did you find out like something was amiss?
So last week, I kept getting pings from Facebook just saying, hey, did you sign in from Paris? Did you sign in from Uruguay? Did you sign in from New York? And I'd say no and then kind of leave it at that. And I figured I was totally fine since I got the two-step authenticator, with the second step being a text to my cell phone. So what happened was, as the week progressed, they basically said they froze my Facebook account, which I didn't like, but, you know, at least nobody else was there if I wasn't. So what happened is I went in and tried to do the communication with Facebook to bring my account back to life and, you know, showed my driver's license, all these things that they have you do. And this is all through, you know, through the Facebook.
Right.
Last night I started getting emails from Facebook saying, hey, here's the code. You can bring your account back to life. And after all this stuff, all these emails I got from Facebook, I didn't know whether to believe it or not. So I was very cautious and did nothing. Well, I wake up this morning to my phone just going nuts with one text after another literally hundreds of calls and texts from friends of mine asking me if it was legit.
So do you have
control? To be clear, you're not selling all your cars.
I am not selling any cars. I don't even have an uncle.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about him, but do you have control over your Facebook page now? Because I know I have other friends who are realtors. They really rely on their Facebook page to generate their business.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a part of what we do. But no, I haven't had control of my Facebook page for about a week, ever since these, you know, out of state, out of the country messages started coming to my email.
And part of the problem with all of the spam that we get, Brent, is you're right. I'll get something from my bank saying, hey, this is call us, and I won't do it. I just assume it's all spam now, mm-hmm. and or a fraud. And if someone from Facebook reached out and said, hey, is this you? I would be worried about clicking on something if it's even verified Facebook, because you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, because, you know, and I did ChatGPT. I was getting these emails from Facebook, and I put in ChatGPT, does this look legitimate? And some of them said, no, it doesn't look legitimate for various reasons. But the ones last night, ChatGPT says, yes, it does look legitimate. And I'm like, I still don't trust it. I'm going to do nothing. Well, apparently the hacker was getting the same emails I was.
Yep.
And they jumped on it, and I didn't.
Are you aware of any of your Facebook friends, and I use friends in air quotes, because you probably use it for business as much as you do for your social life. Are you aware of any of your Facebook friends who were duped into sending in some sort of a deposit for any of the many items that allegedly belong to an uncle you don't have?
Unfortunately, that's true. Yes, I did. I couldn't keep up with it. I had like a canned text that I just kept copying and pasting to people, but some people did get hit this morning. It was between, I heard a 500, I heard a 1,000. I don't know anybody else, but a 400. So, yeah, I don't know how many there were, but I'm sure there's others that just haven't reached out yet.
I'm sorry.
Or they still think they're getting the truck.
Right. So is there anything that can be done? And my fear, go back. Let me ask you something else first. You said you had two-factor authentication set up.
So, yeah. So what happened was, like I said, I thought I was safe because, you know, all they got to do is text me in, or I don't, even if I ignore the text, no big deal because nobody else has my cell phone. So somehow they were able to get into my account, and I could see they added it. I could see my email address on my account in the very beginning. Theirs was kind of blocked out. It was like b**@hotmail.com.
Right.
So I couldn't see what email address, but I could see they added it. So what happened is, in the very beginning, I tried to set this back up and take it back over. Well, they changed the two-step authenticator from texting my cell phone to a Google authenticator. Uh-huh. So they said, enter your Google authenticator code. Well, I don't obviously have access to that Google authenticator.
So they basically own your Facebook account now.
So they own my Facebook account. Yeah, exactly.
And there's nothing you can do to get it back.
So there's no email. There's no phone number to call Facebook to get that back. And so what I did is I had a bunch of my friends go in this morning. Every time I'd text them, you know, what happened, I'd say, hey, go in and report this scam. And so there's a page they can go in on their page and say, there's one that says help Brent. And so they'd go in there and say, this is a scam. And it must have helped, because in the meantime, my Facebook page is basically down.
Well, I'm going to go on your page because there's something in there where it says you can help Brent. And I'm going to go do that. And I know other friends of yours have done that. Outside of that, Brent, I don't know what else to do.
I don't either. I'm going to, you know, I've had a couple people reach out and say they've got good, like, hacker connections, you know, that I can call and talk to them. People that have been through it before and how they got theirs back. And I've actually talked to some people today that said it was 6 months later, but I actually got my account back. It was 2 years later, but I actually got my account back. So maybe at some point I'll get it. And like I say, I'm just going to call everybody I know that gets referred to me that is in that business and see if they can help me out.
The page that I'm on that claims to be you says you have 81 followers and you're only following one person.
Exactly. This morning I had 3,600 friends.
And now you have 81.
Followers, not even friends. I don't have any friends left.
No. Yes, you do.
They've completely wiped out your friends category.
Totally wiped it out. Wiped out most of the pictures. They went into my business Facebook page and changed all that up.
Have you tried email recovery?
I've tried about everything I can think of. Everything Facebook tells me, everything ChatGPT tells me. But once again, I always get stuck with this two-step authenticator that goes to a Google authenticator.
Huh.
And that it goes to the scammer's email.
That goes to the scammer. Yeah, they get that code. I don't.
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. I am going to go online and help Brent.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, and I just think the best thing I could do is to get the word out and let people know that this is happening. Yeah. If you see somebody trying to sell all these trucks and golf carts and refrigerators for good prices, run from it.
Yep. Because, Brent, I will tell you this. Even the photos that your scammers are posting on your Facebook page that's been hacked are the same photos that my girlfriend fell for, I don't know, 2 months ago. The exact same. Yeah. They're just copying and pasting the photos of these trucks saying, you know, and it's sort of believable that my uncle just died. We have to clear all of this stuff out. You know, let me know if you're interested. And a mutual friend of ours, Brent, said they had a kid going off to college and it was a great price on that 4Runner. So please save that for me.
Well, if you're interested, Brent, they haven't posted anything. The post about your uncle has been removed.
Yeah, that's the good thing. You know, I think enough people took action and did the help Brent thing that got removed somehow. Right. I got to think that helped.
Well, hang in there and let us know if there's a resolution of any kind, okay?
Will do. Okay. Thank you.
You take care. Be well. 913-586-7798. His Facebook page belongs to somebody else now. It's gone. And some of his Facebook friends fell for this scam. He said $1,000, $500, $400, and I believe $300 was sent to the scammer in the course of 24 hours. Not a bad day, payday. 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Dana was looking into this double authenticator from Facebook during the break. Yeah. They want money, by the way, for the double authenticator. Would you say $7 a week?
They wanted seven. It looked like $7 a week. I was like, what?
I get Netflix for cheaper.
Do not do that. The two-step authentication is just set up through the service.
Right.
It sounds to me like Brent had an issue where they also got into his email. Because if you can still keep your email secure, and a lot of people do this, and they shouldn't do it, this is not how you're supposed to run your internet life. They use the same password for this service, that service, and another service. And so if hackers can crack the code on one of your passwords, they can look up your name and realize, right, oh, he's also got a Gmail account. We're going to go ahead and use that same password there because that's just what people do because it's hard to remember 75 different passwords. And so if they got into his email, then he's doomed. He's not going to be able to get his account back. But there are ways to protect yourself in the online landscape. I will say, though, for the people who are falling for it and sending a deposit and losing their money, there is one line that you should always refer to. If it seems too good to be true,
it is.
It is. Because you are not going to get a 2019 4Runner for $14,000. And if they want a $1,000 deposit for you to get that good of a deal, just go ahead and kiss your $1,000 goodbye.
Let's go to Danny in Bates City. Danny, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
So I had this same exact thing happen to me last August. I was at work, had my own excavation business, and I was just real busy that morning. And I had a friend of mine message me through Facebook asking me, he said, hey, I've got this issue with my Facebook trying to get in there. Can you help me out? I'm like, yeah, sure, man. What's going on? What do I need to do? And he said, it's going to send you a text message with a Yahoo verification. Can you give me that code? I was like, yeah, sure. Well, they ended up having some of my information somehow. Well, I texted him the Yahoo verification code, and he was able to sign into my Facebook, the hacker was, and was able to log me out of my Facebook, change the password, and I couldn't. I went to go check my Facebook like 5-10 minutes later. I couldn't get in there. And then I did a bunch of research and did my own investigating because Facebook was no help. You know, I tried several things. And I ended up actually being able to get the hacker's cell phone number because he was located in South Africa. So I talked to him on the phone one evening. Me and my wife did it while we were laying in bed. And he was asking me for money. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving you money for my Facebook password. So then finally, he hung up on me, and I just blew his phone up for a few days, and he finally answered, and I'm like, listen, man, I want my Facebook back. So it had my business page, you know, connected to it and everything.
Yeah.
But luckily, they didn't mess with my Facebook, my business page, but so I, you know, said, hey, I'll send you $50. Just give me my Facebook. So he said, okay, you know, let's do that. So I gave him $50, and I sent it to some lady over in the UK or something, and then he said, okay, he texted me back and said, okay, here's the password. Well, I did the password, and then it wanted me to do the two-step authorization, but I couldn't get into my email. And I'm like, hey, it's still not letting me do this. And he's like, well, oh, we have to go to my other guy. He's going to want to charge you for the two-step verification code. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
we're not doing all this.
That's pay when you here, just start over.
Yep, so I was like, I'm not paying all this. I'm not paying another guy. I'm not paying you anymore. So I just hung up with the guy, and I ended up getting a bunch of messages through other people saying, hey, do this, try this, try this, you know, support at, you know, facebook.com, whatever. And I was able to get to this Facebook thing where I was able to take a picture of my ID front and back and email that to them. And they saw that I was logged in from my Android phone and also saw that I had logged in from a laptop. And they emailed me back, said, if you can verify that your laptop, you know, is with you, whatever, and you can log in, try to log in from there, and we can see that, then we'll, you know, authorize your login, and you can change your password. So I was able to get my laptop and log in and try to do that. And they said, okay, you're, you know, it's verified. You know, you used both of these devices before, and we trust that it's you. So luckily, after like 6 weeks, 7 weeks of doing all these loops and trying to get a hold of people with Facebook, which was, gosh, it was a nightmare. I was able to get my account back.
All right, Danny. Hey, appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Amanda in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So I do not have a Facebook story, but this happened to my husband's business profile on Google just this past Friday morning. somebody who has the same exact company name across state lines over in Kansas got into his Google profile, changed all of the information to his name, and Google did not alert me until they were asking, saying, hey, this guy named such and such is asking to take over your Google profile. Will you allow this or will you deny it? I have reached out to the attorneys. They said that there's nothing you can do because it's the same business name across state lines. If it was in Missouri, it'd be completely different. And Google has yet to get back with us. But he got as far as dropping the business, like, stars on there. We had a 4.8. He dropped it to a 3.2. He uploaded 178 pictures, which I had to go in there, and I had to basically click on every single picture, deny the request to be added after it was already added. He had changed the phone number. He had changed the address. He had changed everything.
Amanda, to what end? Are they then going to blackmail you and ask for money to give it back?
Or are they competitors?
No. Okay, so you ready for this one? This same guy, like I said, my husband owns a landscape company. I'm a property manager. This guy went and put his signs with our business name, with his phone number, on the property that my husband mows throughout Kansas City, several properties. So the attorney says that they are doing this now. These people who want these properties, wants any type of business, because they're new. He's only been in business for 3. My husband's been in business for 17. That they're doing this. They're stealing other people's business Google profiles is what our attorney said, and there's nothing that you can do about it until Google steps in.
Real quick, because we got to move on to some others. That's not against the law, stealing somebody's Google profile?
It is not against the law because he has the same business name as we do, and the attorney says that Google's going to come back and says it was user error.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Sean in Olathe, you're next. Sean, hello.
Hey, guys. This happened to my wife with Facebook, and the way they did it first was they got her email, and they hacked her email and then changed a lot of things, Facebook being the hardest to regain back. Like the gentleman before said, he had to send the forward and backwards of his ID and log in on the same devices, but they still had that two-factor authentication thing. And after about 6 weeks and not able to talk to anybody, but they talked to you through, WhatsApp. They talked to you through WhatsApp. Facebook does, because it's secure. And after about 6-7 weeks, she finally just really gave up. And, I mean, she had thousands of pictures that were on Facebook that weren't backed up in the cloud. You know, of our family, of our kids. It's really devastating. You know, we had some financial stuff done as well. They got into some financial stuff through the email, but that's all backed up. You know, most financial companies have the zero tolerance fraud, and we had our money back within 2 days. But it was just horrible. Facebook is horrible.
Sean, all right. Do appreciate the call.
It's too big.
Yeah. It's grown way too big. But you wonder why I do not bank online or on my phone. And you just heard why. This is why I bank in person.
Okay. Always use two-factor authentication. Don't repeat password use.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's grab one more and move on to some other stuff. Carrie in Blue Springs, you're going to get the last word. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a Facebook story.
Okay.
And I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Love it. I have a friend, and she saw another person that she knew that had a car for sale on Facebook, and so she recognized the name, so she thought it was all legit, and she Venmo'd the girl the $2,000 for the car, and we drove an hour and a half into Kansas, and when we got to the house, no car, and there was a sign on the window that said, "Our Facebook page has been hacked. We have nothing for sale." She was out the $2,000 for her granddaughter, and her son actually paid it. So she ended up paying her son the $2,000 because she insisted it was a good deal. Yeah, we walked all over the property, and yeah, it was sad.
Well,
really sad.
Well, I'm sorry that happened, but here's the deal. If you're buying something from a Facebook friend, if they're not really a friend, don't send them a deposit.
Or if they're close enough that you're friends, you would have their phone number.
Correct.
I think people
they
see
wouldn't
it,
ask for
you know,
it.
People see a good deal and they think, oh my gosh, I've got to get on this right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just erase all of the caveats there and just leave it at don't send a deposit.
Yeah.
Ever. Period. No questions.
Nobody needs a deposit.
You go see the vehicle in person. You like the vehicle.
You buy
it. You hand them some cold hard Franklins and you drive away.
That's
in
exactly
a police
right.
department parking lot. I think we've all learned that.
Unless you're Dana and then you have your daughter go get it from somebody's house.
In Lawrence.
That was one time and it was in front of a gas station.
Only
and
takes
we're never
once,
doing
Dana.
That again.
Only takes once.
Uh-huh.
CVS says it will open a dozen or more drug stores that only have pharmacies as it scrambles to remain competitive against rivals like Target, Amazon, Walgreens, and Rite Aid.
There it is.
The smaller stores, which will average about 5,000 square feet, will feature a full-service pharmacy with limited over-the-counter products for purchase.
Good. I can't believe they waited this long
yeah,
to do it.
I can't either. According to a CVS spokesperson, the new pharmacies will be introduced in select neighborhoods to help bridge gaps in care and make it easier for patients to access medications, immunizations, and other healthcare services.
Even when I was a kid and walking down to the nearby CVS to buy Monster and Mike and Ike's, I rarely saw other people in there buying random stuff off of the shelves.
Yeah.
They were either there for pictures or a prescription.
Hmm. And apparently Twitter suffered multiple service outages this morning, and they're now saying that they were hacked.
Not a hacking. Similar, they got DDoSed.
What's that mean?
That is when hackers, not a hacking, but that's when hackers with some massive computing power just send, millions of requests to their servers at the same time to overload them to make them freeze up.
And then how do you get out of being DDoSed?
You figure out where the servers are that are sending all of those requests, and you block them from sending requests.
Usually from Russia.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wherever somebody has way too much money to build a massive computer.
Today is also National Napping Day.
Oh, I'm in.
The day after the switch to daylight saving time. By the way,
were you tired?
This morning I was, and a little grumpy. I'm in a great mood right now. But Sarah came over for Pancake Monday, and I didn't snap at her or anything, don't get me wrong. But I just noticed when she came in, I go, man, change your attitude. You're like down in the dumps.
This is that day where we're all feeling a little, plus yeah. It's Monday.
Oh, I was groggy all day yesterday.
Were you? Well, it was a beautiful day. Did you go for a walk?
Get outside.
Should have gone for a walk.
Had a nice barbecue
out there today. Good. Oh, you were cooking $3 dozen eggs, and then you came back to Kansas City, and they were
$7. That's right.
We went for a walk in the woods, and dare I say, this is my new favorite thing. We are visiting one locally owned coffee shop every weekend. I am not doing commercial coffee anymore. We have bounced all around. And Johnson Drive, by the way, filling station, outstanding. We
went
hit
right
that
across
Saturday.
From Shawnee Mission
North. Outstanding.
Quick break for the news. Dan's got that coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.